from KQED.
Here on the California Report magazine, we've launched a new series we're calling Start the Conversation, where we listen in on a pair of Californians talking about their political differences, but also about the things they may have in common. In most cases, we're inviting Californians to come together to talk, but today's conversation is more spontaneous. It's something reporter April Demboski captured on tape while covering a protest outside a Planned Parenthood in San Francisco this week. Hey there, April.
Hey.
Tell us a bit about the conversation we're about to hear.
Well, let me just paint the scene for you for the situation here. It was really tense. It was intended to be a small anti-abortion prayer vigil, but hundreds of counter-protesters showed up, and they were very aggressive, shouting. Some of them were angry. In fact, that's why Planned Parenthood had actually asked counter-protesters not to come or to demonstrate somewhere else. And the anti-abortion activists, for the most part, were silent or singing. And I had just interviewed one of them. Her name is Eva Montaigne. And she said, you know, yelling doesn't change hearts and minds. And she wished she could just sit down and have a conversation. So 5 minutes later, I actually saw Eva and a counter-protester calling out to each other across the sidewalk. They said they wanted to talk. And Eva asked the police if she could cross the barricade.
So you followed her across the barricade and then basically stuck your microphone in the middle of their conversation, asked them if you could record?
Basically, yes. I mean, I felt like what I saw was something really amazing. And I held back for a second and then asked if I could record this conversation that was unfolding. And Eva said yes. And the counter protester also said yes, but only as long as I didn't use her name. This was a sensitive situation for her, and she didn't want to feel like she had to censor herself.
So let's listen to what they had to say. Eva kicks off the conversation.
It never gets anywhere. It never does anything to sit here and scream at each other.
Yeah, of course not.
All I can see is the hatred mounting, you know, like it's just boiling over.
Yeah.
But anyway, so that, to me, I've always wanted to sit down and speak to people about it.
Yeah.
For me, a lot of it is personal.
Yeah.
I had a friend one time who was pregnant. She was what you would consider a low-income crisis pregnancy, you know.
Yeah.
And so I decided that I was going to step up. And this was years and years ago, before I even became a pro-life advocate.
Yeah.
And I told her, I said, look, I feel so bad for you. I feel so sorry for you. I'm doing well. I'll pay for everything. I'll take care of the baby. I'll adopt the baby. And she went to Planned Parenthood, and they talked her right then and there, talked her into having the abortion. Even if you're poor, you're dirt poor, there are so many services. There are so many resources. I opened my home.
Yeah.
I mean, how many of these people have done that? I opened my home to a woman who had a baby. She decided to have her baby.
I understand.
And I brought her in. I brought her and her baby into my home.
Yeah, I totally understand that. And I think that the fact that this has been like such a personal, like I understand your personal story and what has gotten you to here. But I also think it assumes and it puts this burden on women, not just to carry a baby to term, to force a woman to do something that fundamentally she doesn't want to do, to change her body for 9 months of her life, to have this child and forge that emotional connection, to go through that process. I think it's great what you're saying about offering to actually take in children that are not wanted, but I think there are many, many, many thousands of children who are in foster care, who are orphans, who don't have parenting currently today in this world, in the U.S. and abroad.
But
there are so many
them.
Women. I think fundamentally we disagree on the fact that it's killing a child, because I think many, many abortions,
well,
probably the vast majority. I don't have like an exact moment in time, but the vast majority for me, I think, I mean, the vast majority of abortions happen in the first few months when it's, you know, the size of a lima bean. It's really
it's already
about
got
the
DNA,
woman's life.
It's already got a heartbeat. It's already got fingerprints.
My
already
hair when I cut it off has DNA. There's plenty of things that have DNA that are not
right,
babies and don't deserve the same. I think it's to deserve the same amount of care and respect and love and as a woman's body who like is grown and should have the rights to decide what she does with her body, like up to a
child,
certain point.
That child, no matter how young, all it needs is food and protection. Same as a child that's born and for 1 year old, 2 year old, we have never,
I think it
ever,
sounds like
ever.
You have a really beautiful like operation and the systems that you are a part of to take care of these children. I admire the way that you're describing them 100%. I just feel like that's not the case in the whole world.
They're still going to be those children. Those children are still going to be, some of them are going to be unloved. That's just mankind. That's just the way that we are, the world is. That's not going to go away.
That doesn't justify killing those things. But I also fundamentally believe that it's like, it's really hard for me to look at this crowd and to see a crowd of 40 people where probably I like on 50% of them are men. And I think it's also just like very, it's hard to stomach the fact that so many men in this country feel like they can tell me as a young woman what I can do with my life. These are my years to decide what I do with my body when I have a child and hopefully the next decade. Like, I want to be able to have...
Men shouldn't be involved in the killing of their children. One of the guys over there had no idea that his wife aborted their child. He's devastated.
I just don't believe that men should be able to compel women in one way or the other when you see the people that are currently
so
in our...
Men who are half the parents of that child should have no right at all. I mean, is that right? I mean, I find that shocking.
I think that everybody should have an open conversation, but I think it's their body.
Why should people who don't believe in abortion or birth control or any whatever they believe in, why should we be forced to pay for that?
Do you know how many things we are forced to pay for
I
that
know,
we don't approve?
I agree with you.
Honestly, I would love to see. I wish I had like a folio right now where I had the budget sheet of
Me
like
too.
Of the U.S. Because it's like I bet you that like
I bet if I had
like, women's reproductive care is like a drop in the bucket. When you say however many, even if it's above $1 billion, it has that sticker shock. But in reality, the billions and billions and billions of dollars that we spend on other things that are senseless and clueless and violent and kill other people's babies in other countries where we have no right to do that.
I don't agree with that, but I don't want to kill our own babies either.
I
don't want my money to kill babies anywhere.
Being forced to have a child when you are like, you know, when you are part of this like systemic generational poverty that you can't get out of if you keep getting pregnant when you're 16, 17 years old, you don't have the chance to go and actually pursue higher education because you're taking care of your children. And even if you truly, genuinely love that child, which I'm sure these women do, and they can think to themselves, man, I'm so glad I had this baby, to think that their lives like could have been helped if they had just, you know, prevented that pregnancy or been able to
been able to
a couple of years later have that baby and also have a few more years of education.
They would never have the chance to have that baby again. That's
every baby is a unique flower. I agree.
Every baby is a unique flower.
But I think
exactly.
I agree with you. Every woman is a unique flower, and to think that every woman doesn't have the control over her body. It's tragic.
All right. Well, I think we're going back and forth.
Anyway, it was nice to meet you. I'm glad we talked.
Nice to meet you.
Two San Francisco women talking at a protest in front of a Planned Parenthood. We listened in on their discussion as part of our series, Start the Conversation. We want to hear from you about your ideas for what conversations you'd like to hear. Or maybe you're a Californian who might want to participate in a dialogue about an issue that's important to you. Get in touch with us. Visit our webpage at californiareport.org.